Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a fabulous day here in Vallejo, California, 8:07 in the a.m., 73 degrees outside. Whether you're heading downtown Georgia Street, whether you're heading out to Napa or you're going out to the city, it's Vallejo Project right here on 89.5 FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio. How's everybody doing out there? DJ Human is back in town, so you better watch out. Yeah, we had a little dedication to the kids out there in Burning Man. In the mud, in the blood, and the beer. And, you know, it is a dry lake bed, and when it rains, it pours. And you're supposed to be prepared for that. So, hey, you know, that happened several years ago, and didn't really make the news back then, but sure did now. But I'm sure everyone will be just fine. And if you're not a Burning Man aficionado, and a aficionado of the Who, classic rock and roll, perhaps you dig that guy called King Omid, who suggests that if you don't go to Burning Man, maybe you could hit the streets and drink some beer and riot. Well, I think those days are kind of passed by, but maybe they'll come back again. Who knows? But there's a lot going on right here in Vallejo, California, that we're going to let you kids know about. And first of all, we found out that Vallejo Project has got a lot going on this month, and we'd like you all to participate when you can. In fact, we've got a lot of upcoming and regular programming happening. It includes Sunday, September 10th and Sunday, September 17th. It's the Unity Garden. That's right. It's our community garden out there on Sacramento Street, right by the new apartment block that they just built. It's every Sunday, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., of course, at the Unity Garden. Learn how to build a greenhouse at 2160 Sacramento Street at the Vallejo Garden Community Garden. It's been one of our really special projects. A lot of our Vallejo Project youth have been involved in it, and several of our Vallejo Project youth have graduated on to other endeavors. One of our project youth, Aaron, has gone on to college, and he was quite instrumental in instructing people how to do urban gardening, which is very needed right now, especially when there's news reports of moratoriums where they're trying to outlaw community gardens and personal gardens. Very strange stuff. You need to look that up on the interwebs. But we need to have that sort of community unity, as in Unity Garden, where you can learn how to feed yourself. You'd be quite surprised that even just walking around the streets, up through the cracks of the sidewalk, there's nutritional foods to eat. You're going to have to do a little exploration on that out there. Don't take my word for it. But learning how to do community gardening is quite an essential skill set to have in the coming years. There's several community gardens in town, but come on over to the Unity Garden on Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we're working on the greenhouse there. You can also learn some carpentry skills as well. We have a fundraiser coming up with a focus on raising funds to study the effects and cures for breast cancer. And that is on October 22nd at Zia Fredo's, that great restaurant down there by the docks. You all know it. You all love it. So come on down there for a good cause. And look it up on vallejoproject.org. That is how you're going to find out more and more about that event. And we definitely expect you to be out there to check that one out. Other projects with Vallejo Project. Now, we have a continuing programming out here that is community orientated, such as on the first Tuesday of every month, we have a drop-in with the doc at the JFK Library in the program room between 5 and 6 p.m. So that's every first Tuesday. There's a drop-in with Mylene Rooker, who is our resident semi-retired physician. She is an instrumental part of Vallejo Project, and a lot of you folks out there know her from when we were out on the streets and still are out on the streets for Art Walk or for our very famous and very well-attended Farmers Market downtown. When you see the Vallejo Project booth, we definitely want you out there and checking out what we're up to. We have all sorts of literature out there and information all about such things as, on the first Tuesday of every month, drop in with the doc, any questions that you have, and actually a real live doctor to give you some advice on which way to go and what to do. You know, like that old joke, doc, if I move my arm like this, it hurts. And the doctor says, well, don't move your arm like that. But actually, we'll give you some really good advice on some everything from what you might be able to do to help yourself out, homeopathics, self-help really is what it's all about. Self-empowerment, which is really what Vallejo Project has as a tenant for a lot of the projects that we work on. It's about learning a skill, finding out for yourself, doing your own research, getting your own information, especially well needed in these days when AI is taking over. And they say by 2025, everything on the 90% of what's on the internet will be just AI generated garbage. So you need to make that human contact and find out what's going on. And speaking of human contact, we're going to get you a little more of the Burning Man flavor out there. Here's a song that harkens to happier times out on the playa. If you are so inclined, or maybe just a natural high, which is the best one of all, because you may find enlightenment or you might find ecstasy.
watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Don't know the reason I stayed here all season. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How I got here, I haven't a clue. Stand away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault.
Jimmy Buffett. What a sad news when he passed. We'll be sitting by the pool, sipping a margarita, thinking of him pretty soon. And of course, always keep him in mind when you're down there by the docks. Speaking of docks, the Dock of the Bay Festival's coming right up. I tell you, those Fraser Trader guys, they're just all over the place. They're making stuff happen. It's coming right up. Holy mackerel. I mean, amazing. Morris Day and the Time, holy mackerel. I remember them from back in the day. Confunction, an average white band. I mean, come on. You got to be there for that. September 9th, Old School Funk Fest, Dock of the Bay. I'm telling you, kids, it's going to be a slam damn weekend here. And then on Sunday, the California Honey Drops, Fantastico Negrito, the Monophonics and the Altons. Not too familiar with some of those names, but I'm telling you. Average white band, Morris Day and the Time. You got to be there on Saturday, kids. Don't miss it. Dock of the Bay. It's a festival that's happening right in your own backyard, right on the other side of the Napa River there. So you got no excuse. You're supporting local producers. There's going to be booths there. So you're supporting local artisans, local food trucks. You get to hang out and you get to have bragging rights all about Vallejo putting on some world-class events. And speaking of world-class events, holy McGillicuddy. I heard that Maker Faire is coming this way. It's going to be out there on Mare Island as well. So what you got to do is you got to get on the interwebs and check that out on Maker's Faire. I'll be doing that shortly to give you a little more information on that. But hey, this is Vallejo Project on the radio. So let's find out what your local Vallejo Project is up to. We talked about the first Tuesday every month with our drop-in, drop-in with the doc at JFK Library in the program room, 5 to 6 p.m. We also have tutoring at the JFK Library every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, it's kind of weird that school keeps starting earlier and earlier. I know when I was a kid, way back in the day, it was always after Labor Day. So you had that whole run of the summer right up to Labor Day. And you knew when that crisp, clean air happened in the fall, it was time for school. And actually, it was kind of cool, you know, anticipating school, getting back together with your friends, hanging out, getting that lunch bag all set up, and heading on out. But school keeps starting earlier and earlier, and Vallejo Project is right, Johnny on the spot, to help out kids of all ages with homework, especially if they're having trouble with math, science, social studies, any subject, or if you're stuck, if the kid's stuck doing virtual homework, there's something on the interwebs that the teachers have assigned, and maybe the interface, the UI, is just a little bit too complicated. Maybe it's been unclear on the how to get through the actual interface to do the homework, especially if they have to get on Google Docs and all that stuff. Well, don't worry. We have tutoring at the JFK Library Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And, of course, it's totally free because we are a community-based organization. So, hey, if you're a young person who's having some trouble with their homework, or if you have a young person home, send them on down to the library on Tuesday or on Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and get some tutoring. That's another feature of Vallejo Project. But it's not just for the kids. We also provide free transportation, free, on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. If you're a senior and you need to get somewhere, get down to Grocery Outlet that our friends run over there on the other side of the freeway, or the other grocery outlet down here downtown with the new owners. Well, not so new anymore. They've been revamping that and doing a bang-up job. Or if you have to get out to the hardware store or anywhere in the local area, you have to get to a doctor's appointment, get a hold of Vallejo Project and make an appointment. That's right. You have to make an appointment. And you can get a free ride anywhere you need to go. Now, there is a catch to it. You have to email Jocelyn at VallejoProject.org. That's J-O-C-E-L-Y-N at VallejoProject.org. Make an appointment, and we'll get you all hooked up for whatever you need to do and wherever you need to go. We also have our world-famous music classes. If you've ever been to one of our soirees down there at the Maritime Museum, where our kids get up and show you their chops that they've learned at our free music classes, then you know all about them. We conduct them over in our famous music room over there on Mare Island on Azure Street in the Center for Global Success. Once again, those schedules for those classes are a little bit changeable. So if you or you have a youth at home that's interested in music classes, best bet is to get on our website, vallejoproject.org, to find out more about guitar lessons, bass lessons, drum lessons, piano lessons. And we also hosted a jam session that included different students from the different classes, as well as a local young musician. Earlier this year, he had put together a jazz quartet of young people, and they really were really good. In fact, last year, we had that jazz quartet playing at our annual Thanksgiving Day feed that we did there at the library, and they were stupendous. So there's some real talent here in the Vallejo area, and you can, or your youth there at home, can certainly explore music of all ages and all types, beginners especially. So if you have a kid at home who's wants to dabble in live, real, human-made music, they can sign up for one of our classes. We have guitars. We have electric guitar, electric bass. We have a couple of drum kits. We have microphones and a PA. We have a keyboard there. So whatever your interest is, we can help you out. Especially if you go out to Dock of the Bay Fest and the kids get inspired by seeing the classic act like Average White Band, they suddenly say, wow, I want to pick up a guitar. Well, they can. And Vallejo Project will be there to help. So be sure to check that out on our website at vallejoproject.org, where you can find out all sorts of stuff. Also, when it comes to our Unity Garden Greenhouse Gardening Workday and some of our other events, just look up Vallejo Project on Eventbrite, and you can get the information. And if it's one of our free events, of course the ticket's free, but at least gives us a heads up as to who's coming and how to be prepared for you. So utilize that Eventbrite to find out about our Unity Garden Greenhouse Gardening Workday. And that's going to be specifically on Sunday, September 17th at 10 a.m. So that particular event is on Eventbrite. So get yourself over there to Eventbrite. Sign up for that so we know how many people are showing up and we can be ready for you. And it's going to be quite a great day. Our resident carpenters, Q and Richie, will be there. And these are the guys that also do the apprenticeship program. And they're going to give you some pointers on carpentry safety, of course. And if you think you've got some carpentry skills, come on over and show us your chops. If you want to vamp up your carpentry skills, well, this is a great way to do it, because it's a very open and inviting environment. Everyone's welcome, and no level of skill is too low. If you don't know a hammer from a nail, no problem. If you are a skilled carpenter and you want to share some of your knowledge, even better. So come on over to the Vallejo Project Unity Garden Greenhouse Gardening Workday, Sunday, September 17th, starting at 10 a.m. 2166 Sacramento Street, Vallejo, California, 94590. And we would love to have you. In fact, I'm looking at Eventbrite right now, and there it is. Also co-sponsored by Sustainable Solano. Sustainable Solano is a group that's right over here on Azure Street as well, in the Center for Global Success. We've partnered with them several times, especially on the gardening projects. They are a great resource here in Vallejo about sustainable living, sustainable gardening, sustainable agriculture. So definitely check them out on the interwebs as well. And this is part two of a greenhouse gardening workshop and container gardening demo. Public hands-on garden workday will expand the already existing market garden and at a demonstration food forest at the Transformation Village in Vallejo, providing an opportunity to learn about permaculture, food forests, earthworks, and gardening expansion progress. Wow. Fundamentals of greenhouse and container gardening. Container gardening is when you build like a box and you throw some soil in it and actually start growing stuff. And you can do that in your own backyard. So, you know, you can watch a YouTube video on that, but getting your hands dirty and learning from another person is quite, these days, a unique experience, and you should do it. Volunteer tasks, planting herbs, vegetables, and other plants. Lay irrigation lines and water plants. Yeah, irrigation is important because if you just shove them in the ground and you don't water them, nothing's going to happen. Let's see. Lunch will be provided. Bring your own lunch if you have special dietary needs. Bring work gloves, a water bottle, and a lunch if you need it. If you have a special dietary need, lunch will be provided. Hey, free lunch. Who says there isn't a free lunch out there? They actually got one. If you're under 18, your legal guardian must sign a release of liability when you check in. That's right. In case we want to make sure that you are covered. In fact, if we got to make sure that everybody is safe and sound. And I think the chickens are still out there, too. You might learn a little bit about chicken husbandry and how to properly take an egg out of the chicken nest so you don't break it. And you'll be able to fry it up. Not so much on fried up on the sidewalk anymore. I think our weather has gotten a little more temperate and a little bit cooler out there as we're entering the fall season right here. And, of course, this event is free, free, free. So how can you beat it? You can't. You got to be out there and support Vallejo Project and support your community. And even though everyone's forgotten about the whole COVID thing, things are still opening up. Still, things still need to be brought back out into the public purveyance, as you will, as you've noticed. If you've got out to the market, you've gone out to the farmer's market, going out to events. We have all sorts of events going on at the Mare Island. If you've been over there to any of the fine establishments that serve food and libations, you know that people are out moving around, moving and grooving. So I guess you'd have to say America is open for business.
got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude of man. Together, oh, less in line. Just keep trucking on.
Flashing marquees out on Main Street, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
The cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Trucking like the dude I met once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
So yes. I'll tell you, when I went out to see what was left of the Grateful Dead out at Pac Bell Park, or Oracle Park as it's called now,
It was pretty cool. It was pretty all right. I mean, there was, what, two original members left? Which is the way it is with most of the classic bands these days. I mean, if we go out to see that classic band Kansas, that isn't Kansas. That's a whole other group of guys that just happened to license the name. I mean, they still very competently play the songs. And it's basically a cover band. But hey, that's okay. At least when we went out to see Dead & Company, there was some of the Dead that were not yet dead. And that's pretty darn cool. And it was the same old Dead vibe out there, I'll tell you. It was very community. People were saying hi, hey. People were dressed kind of sparkly and fun. Even ran into my old guitar player, Random, who was there. He's a big Deadhead. I got to get him in here one time to tell you some classic, classic rock and roll stories from back in the day in San Francisco. He actually saw Jimi Hendrix play. He actually saw one of the original Grateful Dead shows there in the Heat. So he's got some stories to tell. Got to get him in here sometime to give you some rock and roll education. Rock and roll edumacation. But right now, we're talking about Vallejo Project. And we've got Jocelyn here. And she is a fairly new member of the Vallejo Project team. Say hi to the kids out there in Vallejo.
Hi, all. This is Jocelyn. I'm a new board member and apparently going to be treasurer as well.
Oh.
And I'm also one of the new drivers. So that email that you heard earlier, Jocelyn at VallejoProject.org, Jocelyn at VallejoProject.org is who you contact. That's me. To get a ride on Tuesdays or Thursdays to where you need to go.
Ah, that's great. That's terrific. So as a new board member, like maybe some of the folks out there wondering, well, you know, if I'm a board member of a nonprofit, like what exactly does that mean? Like what does that mean?
I am just learning that myself, but I can tell you the commitment is to definitely volunteer at least 5 hours a week. And then kind of depending on what your interests are, there's a lot of different things that you can help with. There's classes that they give for the kids. As he was saying, there's tutoring after school. There's if you're interested in doing something like gardening or carpentry, also to teach to the youth. There's a whole bunch of different pathways. There's communications. There's the gardening stuff. And Hugh, help me. What's the third one?
There's music classes.
The music classes.
There's the elder care.
Right.
There's a lot that we do with the Vallejo Project, and a lot that encompasses the tasks of a nonprofit. There's a lot of nonprofits in town, actually, and I found that out when I got involved with Vallejo Project. I actually went on a cruise, believe it or not, on the ferry. There was a little luncheon sponsored by the folks who run the ferry system, and there was quite a few nonprofits there at that little excursion. I think it was not only the free lunch that they provided and the free ferry ride, but the ferry company was interfacing with nonprofits to find out what more they could do to help out the community, which I thought was really cool. But it did give me an opportunity to run into other nonprofits here in town. And a lot of people are doing a lot of good here. So when you do participate in a nonprofit, even at the level of board member, it is a dedication of time. It is a dedication of some funds. I mean, you can definitely contribute to the nonprofit that you're working with. And of course, your out-of-pocket expenses of your time and labor. But it's also a great way to find an organized way to help the community. Because if you're just sort of out on your own and trying to help out here and there, that, of course, is always well appreciated. But within the structure of a nonprofit, you have a little more organization, more support. There's others who are working together with you for that particular nonprofit's mission. And you do have access within the nonprofit to funding from state, local government programs that are, some of them are very interesting. They range everywhere from environmental, such as a study of the water for instance, protecting the environment out there at the Napa River and the estuaries, right to education, helping out in the schools, doing finding out programs that your city or county might provide. And it's good because then there's these type of programs that are you might not find out on your own. I mean, you can get on the interwebs and do your research, but if you're within the structure of a nonprofit, it's a lot easier to find those that information out and find out ways to help out, actually. So congratulations and welcome for coming on board. You got something there on your magic box.
I was going to say, I was just looking it up because I should remember what the third pathway is. It's health.
Yes.
So there's a health pathway, whether youth are interested in pursuing a career someday in health or just in general, so that you could practice self-care, learn about mindfulness, and get help if anybody is struggling with their mental health.
I'm often struggling with my mental health, I'll tell you.
I know. It's a thing.
So
the struggle is real.
The struggle is real. Power to the people. The struggle is real. Especially on my end, I'll tell you. I haven't had my first cup of coffee, forget it.
So Hugh, when we have another talk break, I don't know if we're done yet, but I'm new. I know you do a lot for the Vallejo Project, and I would love to hear more about you when we have time.
Ooh, well, we might get into that shortly, but speaking of mental health and doctor, let's get a little UFO. Doctor, please. Do the Fage, a song written during the days of Ebola, but quite applicable now. How did they know, those sons of alien technology, songs from the hot zone, how did they know? Predictive. Do the Fage. Get on your feet, but avoid the stage, because it's time to do the Fage. It's a new dance craze or a pandemic. That's up to you. Before that, UFO with Dr. Doctor, Please. Oh, the state I'm in. Well, we're in a pretty good state here on Vallejo Project. It's 89.5 FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio, your local radio station. www.OzCatRadio.com. You can hear us on the interwebs everywhere around the world. And we're welcoming our friends from Botswana today, from Seattle, Washington, and also from San Francisco. We've got listeners from all over the place tuning in to OzCat Radio. And why? Because it's just so darn good. So good morning. Good morning again. 8:59, almost 9 o'clock here. Tuesday, September 5th, coming right up to our big famous Dock of the Bay Fest. 75 degrees outside, or maybe it's indoors here. Beautiful Vallejo. Fog's burning off, and whether you're heading downtown Georgia Street, you're heading out to Napa for work, or even heading into the city, we welcome you to Vallejo Project. I'm DJ Hugh Mann. That's right. No AI here. It's all organic. This is organic radio. So if you don't want no filler, no fluff, no stuff. Pure human-driven radio right here on OzCat. And we're talking about the community here with Vallejo Project Radio. And we got Jocelyn here.
Hello again.
Hello again, one of our new board members. And she's got some interesting stuff that she's doing with Vallejo Project and some interesting information to impart to you kids out there in Radio Land. So, you were telling a little bit of a tale, and I'm sure you're going to give us the elevator version of some of your family history in radio and media.
Yes.
I found very interesting.
Yes. I'm going to distract everyone just for a moment, though, because Hugh is way too modest to mention that last song, The Fage, is him singing, his band, and him singing the lyrics. I was just complimenting him that I thought his lyrics were very... Talking Heads / B-52, then plus the music is like with a mixture of Jimi Hendrix. So it's a really cool combo. Anyway, yeah, so I was, I haven't done much speaking or anything to do with radio before. However, I did grow up with my grandparents in New Jersey, met because they were both in radio.
Mm.
In the 30s. So,
wow.
So my grandmother was a singer for NBC and CBS. And the story is that she met my grandfather, who was a radio engineer. And that in those days consisted of, when they called him a radio engineer, I mean, he had an engineering degree. He had been, you know, working for a big engineering firm before that. I think it was, he was working on like things like, kind of like the light bulb kind of stuff. Anyway, it was past when they invented the light bulb. But so he was, you had to actually, I think in those days, be an engineer and be able to fix the radio or build the radio. Like
right.
If it was broken,
yeah.
Not just like, use the radio. So but the story is that he was raising the microphone for my grandmother as she was coming out to sing.
Ah.
And that's how they met. I don't know if that's just a story, but we love that story. And yes, it was somewhere mid-30s. I was giving you a little of the dirt on that. He was married. But a few years later, he got divorced and they got married. But yes, that's how my grandparents met. And she was kind of famous for the time.
Oh, wow.
So nobody would have heard of. Her name was Connie Gates. But when I started looking into it, there was something called Radio Magazine in the 1930s, between 1930 and 1939, 40. And it was kind of like People Magazine. It was a big, but it was a big, you know, it was a big publication, newsprint, and it had all the schedules for all the radios in the United States. You could look up and see what was going to be playing that month on near you.
Uh-huh.
But it also had all these puff pieces and big publicity shots of all the people on the radio. And
wow.
So when I started trying to figure out, like, what the heck she was doing in those days. So I'll go on eBay periodically and look up her name and find these radio magazines and buy them and then like be able to read the stories on her myself.
How cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun. Anyway, so
so
in those days there were the big bands were the thing.
Sure.
And the radio performers, actually, it wasn't like now where the singers are the star of the band.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, they would sit off to the side because they were considered to be an instrumentalist in the same way that the, like, you know, like in a jazz piece where, like, you know, the saxophone will play and do like a riff and then somebody else will play and do a riff. So the singer sat on the side in a chair and waited until it was their turn. And then they would get up and they would do the song. So the big bands and the big band leaders were like the stars of the show.
Mm. Right. They were always the top billing.
Yeah. Yeah. So she did get to sing with some famous and hobnob with some famous folks in New York City. So there was Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey band. Benny Goodman band.
Wow.
And she actually sang with Frank Sinatra a few times.
Wow.
As well. So
look at this.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Anyway, so that's sort of the background. I didn't get to get into my uncle who I think he was very much wished that he was a singer, but instead he actually had a recording studio in Massachusetts that had some famous people come there. The Rolling Stones went there a couple times before their to get ready for some of their tours. And then I always forget the name of the. There's a few people that actually recorded albums there. Like that was where they recorded their, you know, all their albums. I will remember who it was, but right now it escapes me. It was Anyway.
Wow.
So he's got an interesting. He's deceased now, that uncle, but he's got an interesting website on all the stuff he's done. So
wow,
yeah,
how cool is that?
Yep.
Well, you see, you never know what you're going to run into here on Vallejo Project Radio. Here's one of our board members who actually has a very interesting family past there in media and music. So very cool. Thank you for sharing with that. And here's a little bit of something from a rare singer sitting on a rubbish can, 1931.
Thank you.
Yowza, 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 right here on Vallejo Project Radio. Oh, yes, indeed. We got all the hits right here from the big band era. I'll tell you, it's always great to get a little bit of that juice from the past and get a little bit of that swinging thing going on there. Sing, sing, sing. From back in the day, kids. That's what I'm talking about. Benny Goodman and his fabulous orchestra. And, you know, those were the interesting early days of radio when, as we were discussing offline there, when you were a radio engineer, you had to know how to fix the stuff as well. You couldn't just be there twiddling knobs. You had to keep the whole thing going. And that was the tubes and dials era. So, you know, it's not like now where you can just get on your cell phone and record stuff, edit your music, you know, even record music. I mean, you know, if on a modern iPhone, you've got GarageBand right there for you, along with any number of apps that simulate drums or guitars or synthesizers. Oh, my goodness. You technically could sit on an airplane and compose. And a lot of, you know, modern day composers do that. They'll do what we used to call scratch tracks. And by the time you get to the studio, you can find out what you don't. Phone calls coming in. The phone lines are heating up. I'll tell you. We'll have to see who's on that telephone call there. Oh, let's see. Nobody's there, unfortunately. Hmm? Oh, we got the line two. Line. Oh. I'll tell you, we got a spam call right here on Vallejo Project Radio. Or your Google listing is not up to date. Well, thank you. We're on the air. I think our Google listing will be just fine. Thank you very much. And, you know, you can get on the interwebs, and there is a website where supposedly you can have a do not call, you might have a do not call list. And I actually put myself and my mom on that, but lo and behold, doesn't help. She still gets telephone calls, spam calls like that. And here's a little public service announcement for all you people out there, especially seniors that might be listening. You're probably well aware of all those phone calls you get for, you know, your auto policy is expiring. But I guess the latest, not latest, but it's been over the past couple of years, scam is you'll get a phone call and the caller will say, "Grandma?" And you'll say, "Yeah? Oh, it is your grandson." And, you know, if you have a grandson, you say, "Whoa, hello, you know. Oh, I'm stuck in Mexico. I'm across the border, and you have to send me money to get me out of the Mexican jail." And it's like, "Oh, no." So this happened, actually, to my mom. She calls me up in a panic, and she says, "Where's Lucas?" That's my son's name. "Where is he?" I'm like, "What do you mean, where is he? He's up at school." You know, "I got a phone call. He's in a Mexican jail." I'm like, "What are you talking about? A Mexican jail? You're like, what?" So finally, we sussed it out that, okay, it was obviously a scam. And but it kind of caught her off guard there for a minute, which, you know, she's pretty savvy.
That happened to my son's grandparents as well.
Did it?
And they only figured it out. I can't remember if it was because they called them back or if it was because they asked them to pay with Apple gift cards.
Oh, Apple gift cards. That's a good giveaway.
Exactly.
So now my mom's so savvy to it that when they call her up and they say, "Grandma, Grandma," she says, "Yes." She goes, "Oh, this is your grandson. What's your name?" And my mom will go, "Why don't you get a job acting and stop calling me up?" They hang up.
Well, they have the name sometimes.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they have the name.
I see how this is. Well, forewarned is forearmed out there in radio land. So don't be falling for any of those telephone scams out there. There are many and far between. In fact, I don't know how many people get those emails anymore. You know,
so many.
They're still out there. I guess I've spammed them out of my. They're all falling into my spam folder. But the classic one was, you know, the Liberian prince who just needs a couple of grand from you in order to release his funds from the Bank of England, and That was always a great one. I actually saved some of those emails from back in the 90s. And they're quite amusing. Quite amusing stuff.
So the latest, if nobody's heard, is the phone scams. So people will call and try to get you to say keywords that can, if they have you on tape saying those keywords, like I can't remember what they are, but it's your name and certain things. Basically, that can help them steal your identity. Unlock different accounts potentially. And then the other one is they'll call and leave a message and then try to get you to call back. And if you call back to ask what it is, it's a pay call that charges you like $50 just to like call them back. Anyway, so yeah, don't call people back, folks. Don't pick up calls, basically, if you don't know who it is.
That's right. That's right. You better watch out. That's the problem with all that voice recognition. They say, would you like to do voice recognition so more convenient for later on?
I know. I hate to be paranoid. I don't mean to sound paranoid. Like, it's technology. We're stuck with it. We need to live with it. But be careful, folks.
That's right. Be careful out there, kids, especially if you're getting a call from somebody who says they're out in Mexico in the Mexican jail.
Right.
Perhaps they're actually on Mexican radio.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of the world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on when in bed I slumber. I hear the rhythm of the music. I buy the product but never use it. I hear the talking of the DJ. U.S. inflation, I understand just a little. No comprende, it's a riddle. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, radio.
Radio.
about the original testing of the atom bomb out there in Nevada. That's what they used to call them, American Boys. And at the end of that song is all the different tests that concluded with the big one, Trinity, that everybody in on the, that's that famous photograph from the Las Vegas Strip when you see the atom bomb going off. American Boys by those sons of alien technology, predicting the future and predicting the past. Before that, the classic Wall of Voodoo, Mexican Radio. Another one that we love from the blast from the past. A blast from the past. There you go. A little play on words here on Vallejo Project, bringing you community radio right here to Vallejo, California. And Jocelyn's here with me this morning, member of our illustrious Vallejo Project crew. And there's that new movie Oppenheimer out, all about the atom bomb and the testing of that. Have you seen that movie yet?
I haven't seen it. Have you?
I have not. I wrote a song about it.
Yeah. I was going to say, Hugh has not mentioned it again. That was his song. Him singing. Very cool.
Well, the Sons of Alien Technology were all about, considered the first conspiracy band. So we touch upon a lot of topics that were controversial back in the 90s when we recorded a lot of this stuff. And now it's quite mainstream, by the way. It's kind of interesting how the Sons of Alien Technology predicted a lot of things that have ultimately come true and also reflected back on the past, such as American Boys and that checking out that Oppenheimer film. And that actor is from that show Peaky Blinders. He has that certain lilt to his look and delivery that I guess they liked for that particular type of film.
That was back when conspiracy was still fun.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, I'll tell you.
That was back when there were still things to discover that were not buried under layers of other things on the internet that don't make any sense. So
there you go.
Now conspiracy is just depressing.
But when it goes from conspiracy theory to conspiracy fact, that's when things get a little depressing, I'll tell you out there.
Yeah. For sure.
That's for sure. Now, you were saying, and speaking of Filmation out there. Did you see that Barbie movie?
I have not seen the Barbie movie, but I have seen the amazing excerpt with America Ferrera, who's in the movie. She was the Ugly Betty.
Oh!
The actress. She has, I think it's a smaller part, but she has an amazing exposition at one point about what Barbie and women in general are supposed to mean to everyone. I don't mean Barbie. I mean like how women are stretched. And, you know, you could apply this to other people besides women. But in this particular case, they're talking about women and about how they have to be everything at all times to everyone and how exhausting that is, basically. So it's amazing. It kind of made me cry a little.
Wow.
Somebody sent it to me. I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen this excerpt and I was like, wow, this is pretty powerful.
Interesting.
Actually.
Interesting. I haven't seen the film yet, but when I first saw it coming out, I thought, you know, this has potential. It could be just fluff and junk, but I'm like, you know, if they do it right, it could be one of those weird films that has actual meat and potatoes to it. You never know.
Yeah, it seems like it was pretty interesting. I know a couple moms that went with their daughters and really like want to go back like a second or third time even because it was that good.
Interesting.
But yes, unfortunately, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment on the whole thing, just the one excerpt.
Well, a lot of what we do at Vallejo Project is about empowerment, and we don't necessarily focus on specific topics like that, but it's empowerment in general for the whole community. And,
definitely.
Wherever you're coming from, it definitely gives you the opportunity to get self-empowerment because, you know, when you learn skills such as at the gardening center, or even a music skill, especially in some of our job training, it empowers you, male or female or whatever. You can take that whatever skill that you're doing, and it makes you feel more in control of yourself and in control of your own life. And that's really an essential part of community activism, where it's really kind of turns back on the individual And you, the individual, not only are participating by helping the community, helping others in the community, but you're empowering yourself. It's like putting on your oxygen mask before you help the person in the seat next to you. And that really is an essential part of what we're doing. In fact, this coming semester, if you will, now that we're already into the fall and September, check on valeoproject.org, because one of the many projects that we have is our Carpentry Apprenticeship Program. And that's a very interesting program where we do a pre-training, where you can come out to our training facility out there on Mare Island on Azure Street. And also some of that goes on at the Community Garden right there at 2160 Sacramento, where, such as it is at the Unity Garden, you can learn some basic carpentry skills. They're helping out with building the garden beds and the greenhouse. And our two resident carpenters can teach you everything from basic skills to advanced skills. But what we do with our apprenticeship program is we take anyone with any skill level. We can get you up to speed on basic safety and basic tool usage and basic discipline that you'll need for on-the-job training. Everything from what type of shoes to wear, to keeping track of your hours, to showing up on time. And with that initial three-week skill set, 3 to 4 weeks, we then can pass you on to the actual local carpenters union that have a apprenticeship training program. I know one of those facilities I'm familiar with is down in Pleasanton, California. And you can actually learn the trade of carpentry, all sorts of skills, from framing to trim work to making frames for concrete, basic electrician work, all down there with the Carpenters Union. Well, maybe not electrician's work, that'd be like electrical union. But that's our program. So check out valeoproject.org and see when we start up our carpentry apprenticeship program, where we give you basic skills for 3 to 4 weeks, and then we pass you on to the Carpenters Union, where you can then actually enter into their official apprenticeship program, where not only do you earn skills, but you can earn money, earn while you learn. And when you're done with their complete program, they actually have a job placement program. There's apparently a big need for union carpenters out here in California. A lot of building is going on, a lot of expansion, believe it or not. Don't believe everything you hear on the news. There's actually a lot going on here as far as job opportunity goes, especially as
construction is still really big here in terms of jobs.
We've got Factory OS right on Mare Island, and they're kicking out those modular apartments. A lot of people in the local area work out there, so check that out. There's a lot of opportunity that you need to check out. And another community shout out we're going to do. We mentioned earlier, Maker Faire is coming to Mare Island. Maker Faire Bay Area is back October 13th through 15th and 20th to 22nd, right out there on Mare Island. The old Maker Faire, and I remember the Maker Faire from back in the day down at the airstrip down in Silicon Valley, and that was quite fun. That was when the dirigible hangar was still there.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of the old radar dishes and that from back in the day. And that was pretty cool to be out there on the tarmac with people doing robotics and all sorts of crazy stuff. A lot of Burning Man contraptions are out there. And they'll be here for the Maker Faire again, especially our gang there from Obtanium Works. Right there in Vallejo itself, you've got your own sort of 24/7 Maker Faire going on right down in downtown Vallejo with Obtanium Works. You can look them up on the interwebs too. I don't know if they went out to the playa this year. I hope they didn't get stuck out there in the mud. But Maker Faire coming here to Mare Island. And stay tuned. Valeo Project may or may not be involved in that. We'll find out soon. I think we might be helping out there. But yeah, check that out. If you are a maker, you're a hacker, you're a cracker, you can definitely participate in that shenanigan out there. Lots of fun for everyone. So another way you can have a good time and participate in the community, and we definitely encourage that.
And who isn't a maker? Everybody's a maker.
That's
of some
true.
Sort or another.
So that's true. Some sort or another. Everybody is
seriously.
A maker. That's true. That's true.
The human condition.
that is very true. You I mean, you're a maker just when you participate in the garden, in fact. Because if you are out there making stuff in the garden, which would be the beds for planting the seeds, or the greenhouse, or any number of projects out there, you too are definitely a maker. So, you know, and there's a lot of hackers that actually live here in Vallejo. One gentleman who shall remain nameless for the moment, because I don't know if he wants me to announce him. if you know him, you'll know who I'm talking about. He's a definite hacker that lives here in Vallejo, has done some amazing stuff on the interwebs, knows like names of all the big players, and has done some amazing crazy stuff with coding, and actually has some extremely cool vintage video equipment in his establishment. And you'd be surprised who you meet down here in Vallejo who has been involved in Silicon Valley in the past, who's done some pretty interesting things with early days of internet, early days of computers. And of course, the Silicon Valley is just down the street, and San Francisco is a hotbed for that. Even today, especially back in the day when there used to be all sorts of conferences there at the Moscone Center, where I used to work, running these shows back in the 90s. Comdex was another big one. Salesforce, you know, they're in the news. They might be pulling out of San Francisco, or hoping that they stay, because they do provide a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. Plus the, what's it called every year? The really big show that they have, and they have all the music and everything. Do you know what I'm talking about?
At the Scone?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there used to be Macworld back in the day. Macworld was huge.
Yeah, I can't
back
remember.
In the 90s
I should
and
know
2000s.
Because I worked for them briefly. But it's a huge conference where people come from all over the country.
Oh, from NAMM, National Association of Music Marketers. That's down in Anaheim.
No, Salesforce. I mean, sorry.
Oh,
so Salesforce.
Dreamforce.
Yeah. Dreamforce. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
that's huge. And that brings so much money to San Francisco, basically, with everybody staying.
True. So, and a lot of job opportunities. So if you have a skill set for audiovisual or computers or connecting up cables and wires and that, Local 16 right there in San Francisco, they're always looking for people who know what they're doing when it comes to computers and visual effects and sound and lighting.
And
so,
isn't that another Vallejo project pathway, the communications pathway?
Communications pathway. We do have a communications pathway. We were especially when we were down at the Hub downtown. I was involved in that, giving lessons on podcasting. Also video production.
Yep. Local TV station.
Local TV, our local TV station right down the street here is a great resource for that. They're always looking for volunteers. They always stream the Mad Hatter's Fair, a Mad Hatter's Parade every year. And we do have that communications pathway, so stick around at vallejoproject.org and find out how you can become an audiovisual, not just enthusiast, as many of us are, doing our own little selfies and little, you know, pseudo podcast that we all do on the interwebs on our phone, but you can learn the actual skills needed to do it professionally. There still is quite a lot of opportunity for not only communications in all ways and forms, but also with traditional Silicon Valley jobs. In fact, our old friend Weird Al Yankovic knows all about that from back in the day, direct from Comdex. If you're a hacker, a cracker, this one's for you. It's all about the Pentium.
It's all about the Pentiums, baby. What you wanna do? Wanna be hackers, code crackers, slackers, wasting time with all the chat room yackers, 9 to 5 chilling at Hewlett Packard, working at a desk with a dumb little placard, yeah, paying the bills with my mad programming skills, yeah, defragging my hard drive for thrills, I got me 100 gigabytes of RAM, I never feed trolls and I don't read spam, installed a 2 online in my house, always at my PC, double clicking on my Miz house, upgrade my system at least twice a day, I'm strictly plug and play, I ain't afraid of Y2K, I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him money for short, I phone him up at home and I make him do my tech support, it's all about the Pentiums, what? You gotta be the dumbest newbie I've ever seen, you've got whiteout all over your screen, you think your Commodore 64 is really neato, what kind of chip you got in there, a Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh, your Windows boots up in what, a day and a half? You could back up your whole hard drive on a floppy diskette, you're the biggest joke on the internet, your database is a disaster, your wax and your modem trying to make it go faster. Hey fella, I bet you're still living in your parents' cellar, downloading pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar and posting me too like some brain dead AOLer. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller. Wanna run with my crew, huh? Rule cyberspace and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheets. Got them all printed out on my bed sheets. My new computer's got the clocks, it rocks, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week? Throw that junk away, man, it's an antique. Your laptop is a month old? Well, that's great. If you can use a nice heavy paperweight, my digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I beta tested every operating system. Gave props to some and others I dissed them. While your computer's crashing, mine's multitasking. It does all my work without me even asking. Got a flat screen monitor 40 inches wide. I believe that yours says Etch-a-Sketch on the side. In a 32-bit world, you're a 2-bit user. You got your own news group, all total losers. Your motherboard melts when you try to send a fax. When you get your CPU in a box of Cracker Jacks. Play me online, well you know that I'll beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the leads you.
I'm a flock in the-
I love you, Barbie. I love you, Ken. 13 years ago. My gosh.
Wow.
And apparently, we were saying that part of the movie is like Ken causes a revolt in Barbie land. I mean, wow.
He's mad because he finds out he's an accessory. Anyway, that's what I heard.
Wow. Viva la revolution in Barbie land there. Look out, yep. Kids. Wow. I didn't know a Barbie movie would be so subversive.
Totally.
Wow.
Very political.
I'm telling you. Well, you know, hey, there might be a little bit of fun left out there in Hollywood land. Just a smidgen left. Just a smidgen left. But if you're interested out there in Vallejo land of doing your own revolutionary media, be sure to contact us at vallejoproject.org in our communication pathway. And we're going to have some new stuff coming up this fall. So definitely pay attention to that and find out what we have to offer out there as far as education and opportunity. That's what it's all about out there. Anything else coming up with the Vallejo Project that you'd like to add to this broadcast on the airwaves?
You know what? I'm still too new to like have too much more to say right now, mm-hmm. but I am very excited to be part of this endeavor. It just seems like really good folks, a lot of fun things for youth to do. The other thing I did think of when we were talking earlier is there is a youth leadership program. Mm. So yeah, if people want to really kind of strike out and figure out what they want to do, what they want to talk about, you know, things like the communication pathway are good for that, or there's other ways to get involved with the community, city council meetings. There's a lot of opportunities for youth to become youth leaders with other youth and just in the community in general.
That's great. And that's one of the key tenets that we have here with the Vallejo Project is our youth leadership. Because the main tenet of Vallejo Project, as you see on our website and on a lot of our literature, is servant leadership. It's an extension of that where we believe in, I guess you could say, that you're serving the community and you're serving others while being a leader at the same time. So it's a way of exhibiting leadership and without being oppressive. You are serving the community, you're serving your community at large, and being a leader, being a example, especially for our youth leadership, while helping at the same time. And our youth leaders really encapsulate that tenet because the ones that have come through our programs, they really have taken that to heart. A lot of the, especially the youth that was working with us over at schools doing education programs over at some of the middle schools and the elementary school after school programs. We were teaching photography, crocheting, communications. And especially, we just keep mentioning our community garden there at 2160 Sacramento, where a lot of our youth leaders really embraced the responsibilities that were put upon them for doing the gardening program and the music program, because our youth leaders were actually teachers on the music program. They had to keep a schedule. They had to have serious lessons. They had to make sure that when the younger kids came, there was an actual instruction. So it really helps with responsibility and getting some skin in the game, as they say, so that when they show up for their volunteer programming, they're really taking a leadership role while serving the constituency of what they're doing, whether it's a student, whether it's a group at the garden learning how to garden, or participating in a community event that Vallejo Project is working for. It's all good. And one announcement we'd like to make is another thing that Vallejo Project does is networking for the community. There is a Vallejo Project networking and social dinner on October 22nd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Ziafredo's, 23 Harbor Way, here in Vallejo, California. That's October 22nd. The VIP tickets are only $75. General admission is $50, dinner included. And as you know, if you've gone out to dinner lately, that's, you know, almost what you'd pay just to go out anyway. But this is a social and networking event. We have some great speakers there. Jewel Diamond Taylor, a renowned, passionate, knowledgeable, witty, and in-depth conference speaker, author, life coach, spiritual encourager, talk therapy, publisher of You Goal Girl magazine, and Women on the Grow Incorporated. So Jewel Diamond Taylor will be the main event speaker. The guest speakers will be Dr. Mylene Rooker. I just call her my second mom, who will be talking about this. She's a 30-year physician, general physician here in the Bay Area, has an incredible story of how she came up in the world as a young black woman, learning medicine, graduating, becoming a doctor. Amazing story, Dr. Mylene Rooker. And Ms. Ebony Dorsey, domestic violence survivor and published author. So we've got some great speakers happening at this networking event. And networking events are always great because you get to meet and greet. You get to pass your business card around. You never know what kind of synergy, as we used to say in Silicon Valley back in the 90s, what type of synergy may happen when you come to our VP, Vallejo Project, networking, social, and dinner, October 22nd, 2023, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., right here in Vallejo, California, at Zia Fredo's, 23 Harbor Way, Vallejo, California. Get onto our website, vallejoproject.org, for information and ticketing. I'm not sure if we got that up on Eventbrite yet, but it's, you know, we still got a little bit of time, so keep an eye out for that. It's always a great opportunity to network, to meet people, and share your skills, which is what Vallejo Project is all about.
Amazing.
So Jazza, thank you so much for being on air with us today.
Thank you. Can we go back to the servant leadership thing for just one moment?
We do have a little bit of time. Yeah, okay. Jump on in.
I was just going to say that's like a really important life skill I feel like to have. And it's actually great to have to add to one's resume for to actually get a job. Some of my favorite leaders, like managers that I've ever had in business, were people that really embodied that idea. They were servant leaders. They were all about, did you have any things that were blocking how you could move forward? How could they help you remove them? Mm-hmm. How could they help you move forward and be like the best person that you could be? And I really took that to heart. When I'm in that position, I try to be that person.
Nice.
So.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on air with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And take that to heart, kids. It's not about what your country has done for you, what you can do for your country and all that good stuff. It's not what Vallejo has done for you. It's about what you can do for Vallejo. And good stuff always wraps around and comes back to you. And hey, we're here on 89.5 FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio, your community radio station that you can participate in too. Hey, if you ever want to be on air with one of the DJs here, you probably know some of them here around town, or if even you want to test out your skills, you know, reach out to OzCatRadio.com and see what's happening. Who knows? You might be the next voice on 89.5 FM, KZCT. This is Vallejo Project. Stay tuned. We'll see you next week. You never know what's going to happen here. And watch out, kids, because we're going to leave you with a little notation on when conspiracy used to be fun. And watch out for that New World Order with the Sons of Alien Technology. See you next week.
Magazine, what's gonna happen? past that we were dressing. May I take your new world order? Hard to fake a new world order. When we got roly-poly, they pushed us over like people's bubble, but it don't fall down. Hungry, hungry hippos, hungry, hungry mongrel horse, they came out and dragged you out to the street, right on down there where you used to eat. And now everything is not so hunky-dory. Now everything down there is kind of black and bleak. You don't care what's the movie of the week. But can I take this new world order? Hearts aflame, this new world order. Coming on down from where on high, where you thought the big man would take you away to the big old party in the sky. But it didn't turn out that way now, did it? But you go out there and prove yourself, and like they'd love you. Turn out that way now, did it, did it, did it. Everybody came to the party, everybody bought a six of beer, but no one thought to lock the door behind them. Now everything's sitting in the rust in the front yard, where it ought to be. Can I take you back to the dream time when everything was looking real nice and the Rat Pack man with the rest of them? Can I take your new world order? Bound to stay, new world order. Can I take this new world order? Thought that the skies would buy, everybody thought it was justified, everybody thought you reduced your thigh, everybody thought they'd look up to the sky, everybody thought that the book was right, everybody thought that the room was right, everybody thought that the clone was right, everybody, 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 everybody cannot take this new.